The Minister of Health, Dr. Kwaku Ajiman-Mensah, says the ministry is doing all it can to ensure the sustainability of the National Health Insurance Scheme. He said implementing such schemes has not been easy anywhere, and so the authority keeps reviewing strategies to ensure its smooth operation. Dr. Ajiman-Mensah said this in Parliament when he appeared to answer some questions pertaining to his sector. Our correspondent, Augustus Kwe, has joined us on the line for more. Augustus.
Hello, Maxwell.
Yeah. Was the minister able to provide the amount accrued from the National Health Insurance Levy for 2014 this year?
Yes. That question was posed to him, and he indicated that this year, the scheme has received 882 million Ghana cedis, and out of that, 514 million Ghana cedis is for this year, meaning the balance of it was the arrears owed last year. And so 514 million has been released from the National Health Insurance levies for the running of the National Health Insurance scheme this year.
Now, what other information did he give on the NHIA?
Okay, so he was also asked about the operationalization of the National Health Insurance Scheme. The MP for Finsu North Collins in team wanted to know from the minister the measures that have been put in place by the ministry to ensure a timely payment of claims to health providers, and then also to know what measures have been put in place by the ministry to ensure that the report on the releases of the health insurance levy is submitted to Parliament. And he said they are going to be adhering strictly to the Act of the National Health Insurance Scheme. And so, according to the minister, the Act stipulates that they would have to collect the scheme and it will have to pay directly into the health insurance fund. And the minister also said that the ministry is in liaison with the Ministry of Finance to ensure that Parliament is presented every 6 months with a report on the payment of the levy. He said that so far, as at the end of this month, a total of 607 million Ghana cedis has been collected as health insurance levies, and so it has been put into the health insurance fund.
So, what's the latest after the second reading of the Interstate Succession Bill yesterday?
Yeah, so yesterday the Interstate Succession Bill started, the second reading of it started, and so debate on it continued, and members are all in for the bill. The amendments on this bill will be done after the second reading, which has been done today. And so from tomorrow going, we can expect that the various amendments and various clauses that are stipulated in the Interstate Succession Bill will be addressed by Parliament. Contributors today included Mrs. Juliana Azuma-Mensah, who was of the view that this bill is good because it will protect spouses. Initially, the PNDC law 111 protected wives, but it has been broadened enough to protect men and even other wives who might be in a legal marriage. And then also the second deputy majority leader, Abeji, was also of the view that this bill, what he would propose when it gets to the consultation stage, severe sanctions for family members who come and sort of hijack property of deceased persons so that it will deter this current this practice. A member of the committee, Joe, was also of the view that the committee has met several Muslim groups who have brought in input into the formulation of the bill as of now, and they noted that their major concern was when sharing of property according to the details of the Quran vis-a-vis sharing of property according to the Interstate Succession Bill. But Mr. Hussein Wusu is proposing that members of the Muslim committee should be sensitized enough so that in making their wills or even in their declarations, they can take that if I die, the property should be shared in accordance with Islam tradition or should be going according to the law to avert any clashes with family members in future.